Craig Silverman worked on the analysis done by BuzzFeed, and he joins me now. Craig, how do we know Facebook's impact on the electorate? How did you research this?
Well, what we did was we looked for the biggest 20 hits in the last 3 months before the election from sites that published fake news or sites that had published something false that also went viral. And then we looked at the total number of Facebook engagements for those. And that's a number that encompasses the comments, the reactions, and the shares. And we decided to compare those to the top 20 real election news hits from 19 major news organizations. And what we ended up seeing, which was quite surprising, was in those last 3 months of the election compared to the 6 months before that, the engagement on the top 20 fake news stories was actually higher than what you saw for the real news.
And you found that some of these sites were really news sites, but still they had as much power, if not more, than, say, the New York Times or the Washington Post?
That was one of the really surprising things to me. I didn't expect fake news to get more engagement than real news overall, but to see that the leading fake news site getting the most engagement had only been registered months before, and its top four fake stories got more Facebook engagement than the top four election stories from the Washington Post. I mean, that was really surprising.
And you found in some of your investigations that some of these are sites that were built in Macedonia for more of a profit motive than a political one.